101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Champlain Valley Game Night taking you all the way up until 7 o'clock, and then it's Red Sox baseball. 7:20, we join the coverage in the pregame show. Game one of the ALDS, Sox and Indians. It is Rick Porcello on the mound. But first, on the phone, we have EJ Mills, who's the head football coach, Amherst College. Amherst taking on Middlebury this weekend at Middlebury, 1:30 on Saturday. 2-0 teams across the board in the NESCAC. And, Coach, I've been singing the praises of Middlebury quarterback Jared Leibowitz for the last 2 weeks. Two-time reigning offensive player of the week in the NESCAC. Is he that good?
Well, I mean, they've had a lot of good quarterbacks. And so I do. I think he's an outstanding football player. And I think, you know, Coach Ritter and their staff do a great job of, you know, grooming quarterbacks, but also, you know, putting them in a position to be successful. But I mean, the thing obviously that you can't replicate even in practice is just, I think he's got a big arm, you know, a lot like Foot did, you know, and you know, Donnie McKillop is on our staff now, and you know, Donnie was an outstanding player. So that's the thing that obviously concerns you, is that he's making throws, you know, from the left hash to the, you know, to the deep out to the field, and that's, you know, that's just something we don't always see in our league, let's put it that way.
Now, he is a Division I transfer from UNLV. I mean, you've seen a lot of great quarterbacks. You just mentioned a couple. My old roommate was a Golden Spikes winner at Williams, and Pat Moffitt. And,
oh, sure.
And so I know you've seen a lot of great quarterbacks. Where does Jared Leibowitz kind of rank, even though I know you haven't faced him this year? You've seen him before and on tape.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to answer that because, I mean, I still have nightmares about Pat Moffitt, by the way. Thanks for dropping that name on me. But, you know, I think with Jared, I mean, certainly, certainly what he's done the first couple of weeks and what I saw from him last year briefly, I think he's got all the tools, you know, to be, you know, one of the best that we've seen. But, again, I mean, it's hard for me to say until we faced him, but we certainly have a lot of respect for what he's done these first 2 weeks. And, you know, it's long nights, let's put it that way. I'm a defensive guy. He definitely keeps you up at night, that's for certain.
EJ Mills, head coach at Amherst football. Amherst taking on Middlebury this weekend at Middlebury, 1:30. Both teams 2-0. Should be a great matchup, and he's here with us on Champlain Valley Game Night. How do you game plan for a team like Middlebury? Because I looked at your numbers. You're allowing less than 8 rushing yards a game. So are you going to try to, you know, do you try to take away the pass and stop this big weapon that they have at quarterback? Or do you just say, look, we're going to try to stop the run entirely and make you one-dimensional?
Yeah, I mean, we always kind of, you know, go into a game saying, listen, you know, our philosophy is don't give up big plays. You know, if you look at what they've been able to do, they've had a ton of big plays last week against Colby. You know, 4 or 5 passes over 50 yards. You know, to me, you know, you got to eliminate, you want to force teams to become one dimensional, and you certainly have to eliminate balls down the field the best that you can. And you know, you tackle in space and, you know, trying to limit the yards after the catch. I mean, Middlebury's going to move the football. I mean, we understand that, but you got to keep them out of the end zone. And so, you know, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, you know. You've got to, you know, you go into the game saying, "Hey, we can't let them continuously run the ball." You know, I'd like to make them one dimensional, and then you can go after them in different ways. That type of thing.
Offensively, what do you guys have to do to get through that Panther defense that's been pretty stout early on?
Yeah, I mean, we got to run the ball, right? You know, it's like anything else. I mean, we like to be balanced. I think the run, you know, when you effectively pass, it sets up the run and vice versa. But, you know, we want to be able to, you know, run the ball and control the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, they're an aggressive defense, and the more aggressive they get, you got to try and take advantage of that, you know, with making plays down the field. It's certainly a game of big plays, and you know, we're trying to make as many big plays as we can, and obviously they're trying to do the same. But, you know, that'll be the key offensively, is just, you know, being able to consistently run it and then create off of that run game and making plays down the field.
EJ Mills with us on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Champlain Valley Game Night going all the way up until Red Sox baseball game one of the ALDS. Coach, when you talk about the NESCAC, there are some great rivalries in the NESCAC, and I think people overlook D3 football at times and overlook all D3 sports. Talk about just the environment at your games.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, I would say we have a phenomenal rivalry with Middlebury. I mean, just because it's always a championship-type game. I mean, it's early in the season, but we understand the importance. Every single game, when you have an eight-game schedule, in essence, is a championship game. Every week there are championship implications. And so, you know, Middlebury's been a very good program for a long time. So it's always a huge game when we play Middlebury. Unfortunately, we got a bunch more down the road, you know, whether it's, you know, our little three guys, you know, Wesleyan and Williams, obviously, but Trinity, obviously, and Tufts. So it's, you know, it seems like every single week you have to, you know, you've got to prepare and really stay kind of even keel because every single week is a championship week.
I know that there's a lot of other academic factors at play when you talk about recruiting in the NESCAC, but is it ever hard to go to a kid? Do they ever give you the eye roll when you say we only play eight games? Because players like to play games, and if they don't get 11 of them, does that ever turn them off in the recruiting process?
I mean, a lot of kids that are looking at these schools, I mean, it certainly is academics first, and that's certainly, you know, our priorities and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes, especially, you know, in high school land where, you know, the state championship in Texas, the kids, they play 15. And so, you know, sometimes when you say you play eight, they say, well, is that the first half of the season or the second half? But, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's the tradition that we played, and it's such a great brand of football. And certainly the mix of academics and athletics, it works for us. So, I mean, that's the way it goes.
EJ Mills, head football coach, Amherst College. Amherst set to take on Middlebury this weekend at Middlebury, Saturday afternoon, 1:30. Coach, I'll wish you good luck. I don't know if any of our other listeners up here will, but I will wish you good luck on Saturday.
Well, I greatly appreciate it. And like I said, if you talk to Pat Moffitt, that's one of the he's one of the great competitors that I faced in my time at Amherst College. He was a tremendous player.